We are less than 2 weeks away from Easter Sunday. For those who have been observing Lent, the end is near. For all of us in the church, this is a season where, no matter how non-liturgical we may be, the same biblical texts are rehearsed every year. This coming Sunday, we will read and consider Jesus' entry into Jerusalem while crowds cry out, "Hosanna!" On Good Friday, we will read about Jesus' journey to the cross. On Easter Sunday, we will celebrate that He is risen. He is risen indeed. In just a couple of weeks, Easter will be over. Spring weather will be more established, hopefully, and we'll look ahead to summer. But I'd like to invite us not to rush through Easter. There is so much more to the story of Jesus in the weeks heading toward the resurrection. And I think if we take our time and enter into that story, there is much more we can learn about our own journey toward resurrection. And that is what I want to invite us to consider on today's Covenant Weekly Podcast, Season 2, Episode 25, The Road to Resurrection. The metaphor of a road or a journey is often used to describe life. For Jesus, there is a literal road that he walks back and forth on during the events recorded in Luke 19 to 23. The literal order of events isn't primary for Luke in this presentation of this part of Jesus' life. He's using the road to help us follow Jesus on his journey, getting closer and closer to the cross. And while we have Palm Sunday and Good Friday and Easter to reflect on Jesus' story, there's so much more that is recorded in these four chapters. We just don't have time on Sunday mornings to consider all of the things that are encompassed during this time frame. As a result, I think some of the stories have maybe become detached from Holy Week for some of us. We know the stories, but we forget that it happened so close to the cross. Consider the following order of events from Luke 19 through to 23. It begins with Jesus traveling through Jericho toward Jerusalem when he encounters a man named Zacchaeus, a tax collector. Jesus stops and visits with this man who is an outcast from good Jewish society, and Zacchaeus' life was transformed. Moving on from there, Jesus continues towards Jerusalem and tells a parable that people just don't understand. As he nears the city, Jesus is celebrated and praised with singing and shouting and worship. That's what we'll reflect on Palm Sunday. Then Jesus stops and weeps over Jerusalem. He then goes into the city and into the temple where he clears out those who are selling animals for sacrifices. In chapter 20, Jesus has several encounters with religious leaders. First, they question his authority. Next, he speaks a parable against them, and they understand that he's speaking against them, but they can't do anything about it at the time. Different religious leaders try to trap him in questions about taxes, but they fail. Others try to trap him in questions about the resurrection, but they fail. Then Jesus challenges them with a question they can't respond to. And in the silence that follows, because they can't respond, Jesus speaks bluntly against the religious leaders and the abuse they perpetuate while shrouded in piety. In chapter 21, Jesus goes through being betrayed by a friend. He enjoys a beautiful meal with those closest to him, predicts denial by another friend, and endures suffering through the moments before his arrest, praying alone while his confidants fell asleep. Finally, he is arrested, healing his antagonizer in the process before being denied by Peter, mocked by soldiers, and brought before the religious leaders for trial. In chapter 23, Jesus is bounced from political leader to political leader because none of them want to wade into the mess surrounding him. Finally, Pilate declares his innocence before getting him flogged and eventually caving to public pressure and sentencing him to death. In this short span of time, Jesus extended overwhelming grace with amazing results. He educated, but was completely misunderstood. He entered to a radical celebration. He encountered overwhelming heartache. He embodied righteous anger. He excited combative religious leaders. He encouraged those who suffered and expounded on what was to come. He embraced his friends and endured their betrayal and denial. Finally, he entered into his arrest with remarkable calm. So much of what Jesus journeys through on this road, we can relate to. We can relate to doing well and having success. We can relate to being misunderstood. We can relate to times when we've been honored or celebrated, and to times when we've been absolutely in tears due to heartbreak. We've been angry, both righteously and unrighteously so. We've spoken and not been heard. We've drawn close to friends, and we've endured pain from those same friends. While most of us have not been unjustly arrested, we may be able to relate to being treated unjustly. His road is our road, and yet when we read Jesus' story, what he endured goes so far beyond most of our story that we realize it isn't the same. Jesus' road to the cross enters into human reality in such deep and profound ways that the writer of Hebrew could describe him as being, quote, in every respect, like us, his brothers and sisters. The writer goes on to say, quote, since he himself has gone through suffering and testing, he is able to help us when we are tested. We read about Jesus' journey on the road toward the cross, and we find in him someone who can truly empathize with us and be with us as a help as we journey our own road. With this in mind, I'd like to encourage each of us to slowly encounter Jesus on the road to the cross over the next 2 weeks. I'd like to invite us to slowly read and reread Luke chapters 19 to 23. Rather than racing toward the cross, walk with Jesus towards it. Maybe begin today by reading Jesus' encounter with Zacchaeus. Read it slowly a few times and consider what passages, characters, and words jump out to you. What does this encounter reveal to us about Jesus? Is there anything in this encounter that jumps out to you given your current reality? Read it slowly and prayerfully at least 3 times and listen for God to stir something in your heart. Then tomorrow, read the next short section in the same way. Do this step by step over the next couple of weeks as we move towards Easter and see what you hear and learn by journeying down the road with Jesus in this way. Is there something that really impacts you? I encourage you to share it with those closest to you, possibly family or friends, a small group, or a fellow ministry leader. If you'd like to share it with me, you are more than welcome to do so. You can email me at john@covenantchurch.ca and let me know what God has been speaking into your life. But even if nothing clearly transforming is spoken into your heart, this slow journey toward Easter can be a reminder that the road to resurrection is not an easy one or a smooth one or a fast one. Even Jesus had to go through a lot to get there. The fact that you were going through it shouldn't be surprising. In fact, it was embraced by the early church as, quote, sharing in the sufferings of Christ. As you go through it, take heart in the Easter reminder that resurrection is on the other side. As we continue through this Lent and Easter season, here are some reminders. On Good Friday, April 7th, we are joining with the Anglican Parish of the town of Penetanguishene and First Presbyterian Church at noon at All Saints Anglican Church, located at 1 Peel Street in Penetang. This joint Good Friday service will be a traditional service with prayers and scripture reading and music led by the First Presbyterian musicians and choir. We're looking forward to a reflective and beautiful Good Friday time together with these other Protestant churches in town. The service will also be live streamed and again is at noon, 12 p.m. on April 7th. On Easter Sunday, April 9th, we will be celebrating the resurrection with our service at 10:30 a.m. at our Covenant Church building. We look forward to celebrating together on Easter Sunday. One more thing to let you know about over the next couple of weeks. As you know, we have the privilege of working with and serving a number of amazing students in our church and in our community. One of those students, Jenna, is working hard to collect food and toiletry items for the Georgian Bay Food Network, which serves those who are in need in our community. Jenna is in grade 9 and is also one of our student youth leaders. We are so proud of the work she is doing to serve others. And we are inviting you to support Jenna in serving our community by bringing non-perishable food items or toiletry items into the church over the next couple of weeks. We will have a donation bin there, and after Easter, Jenna will be delivering the donated items to the Georgian Bay Food Network. Throughout the year, we donate to St. Vincent de Paul and the Salvation Army Food Bank. We aren't stopping our partnership with those groups, but we're taking the next couple of weeks to support and encourage Jenna in this initiative. Anything you can bring to donate would be welcome and would be a huge encouragement to her. As you go through this week, may you, with God's help, embrace the journey you are on, knowing that Christ is in it with you. By His strength, may you have, as the well-known prayer says, the serenity to accept the things you cannot change, the courage to change the things you can, and the wisdom to know the difference. May the peace of Christ be with you each step of the way.